The Capital Region Creative Economy Project is an initiative to develop a strategic action plan that identifies the Capital Region's creative assets and lays out specific activities to leverage those assets. Their upcoming regional summit takes place on Thursday, November 13th, otherwise known as a week from today, with a keynote address by Nancy Zimpher, Chancellor of the State University of New York. Here to tell us more are Karen Billowith, President and CEO of the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region, Tom Lloyd, President, Co-Founder, and Owner of Adirondack Studios, and Sheena Salvino, Director of Hudson Development Corporation and Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency. And it's a delight to have the trio here today. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Let us begin with you, Karen, as to a sense of how this all came together of bringing this very large group together to discuss something very important.
Thank you. It is a large group. The collaborative is known as the Regional Alliance for Creative Economy, but really it started with many small conversations that were going on in the region between economic developers. The Community Foundation is actually partnering with the Center for Economic Growth to lead this project. So it started as a conversation among private philanthropists who were concerned about the arts and cultural institutions in our region, economic developers who were thinking about the ways to leverage success that we had already started to see in places like Hudson, and the many, many individual artists, freelancers, and creative workers. So the idea was that if we could begin to define what the creative sector looked at in our region, so if we looked at the creative economy like we look at high tech or education as really sectors that you can leverage, we could begin to think about ways that we could collaboratively leverage those assets.
Was there a model? Because I've seen other communities look at this and take a similar approach where it's been very successful. So were you saying, oh, look, this worked in fill in the blank.
Absolutely. We actually engaged a consulting group called Mount Auburn Associates, and they've done this work in communities across the country. They worked in the Berkshires. They've worked in Kentucky, Louisville, and in places like Minneapolis. So they had the experience thinking about how do you begin to look at this as a sector? How do you count the jobs? How do you define it? And they saw what was successful in other communities. So they were able to help us think about, you know, here are some ideas that might work. So if you look at the report and the plan that will be published next week at the summit on the 13th, then you can see their recommendations, and it's really up to us to embrace those recommendations and move them forward.
It's interesting how important definition becomes, mm-hmm. even in the first line of my introduction, of identifying the Capital Region's creative assets, of what those assets are, and ultimately then where you what you do beyond that with them, right?
Absolutely. So the definition that we have used is really the enterprises and people involved in the origination, production, and distributions of goods and services in which artistic and cultural content give the product value. So that's a long definition, but it's really about the creative piece that makes the product valuable.
Which I assume is broad intentionally.
Yes, and we further defined the sector by segments, subsegments, so thinking about things like design, media, museums and preservation, performing arts, and visual arts.
So let's bring in Tom Lloyd to this conversation as president, co-founder, and owner of Adirondack Studios. So how do you get involved, and what do you feel the benefit is for a studio like yours?
Well, I got involved because my friend Philip Morris called me. And if you know Philip, his enthusiasm tends to be infectious. And
yes.
I was very curious to
see. He can also be intimidating.
I was very curious to see how this phenomenon of the creative economy would round up its participants. And I think I discovered that at the first steering committee meeting regional summit about 9 months ago, where all of these people came out of the woodwork, and it was like herding cats. It really was a little bit like, well, what's in it for me, and how is it all going to affect us? And I don't know how to reach out to people. And I thought, well, if this can become something of a cultural transformation where we actually embrace the community of artisans and craftspeople, whether they're fiber artists or culinary artists or craft breweries or cheesemakers even. You know, the range of talent in our eight counties that this study involves is nothing short of phenomenal. But putting them all together and getting the thing to be greater than the sum of its parts is what I think this is all about, and that's why I'm involved.
Now, Sheena Salvino is director of Hudson Development Corporation and Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency. So you've been through this in Hudson, and I assume you come to this with the experience of what you've gone through in Hudson, but also as part of the larger Capital District.
Hudson's been kind of developing in a sort of DIY way anyway. Like we're just overflowing with creative folks, makers, culinary.
Enough already. How are you doing?
I know. We're just doing it and doing it so well. So, I mean, Hudson's killing it. We're just so fortunate to have people coming into Hudson all of the time, every day. And we actually have, you know, like we were saying, a new cheesemaker coming online, and an internationally recognized performance and creative individual, Marina. And, you know, their space is set to open in 2016. And the Opera House has just been, you know, a cultural beacon for us. And we're hopeful that it continues to grow. Basilica Hudson is another new dynamic space that is just being, you know, expanding. So I've
doing such great work.
Very, very fortunate. And just trying to, again, to, like we're saying here, is to bring all of that energy together to sort of collectively say, hey, we are a pillar of economic development. And how do we group together to make, you know, effect a change there?
So, and I guess this is what I was asking before of the idea of, you don't see the Capital Region as competition. Ultimately, you are part of the Capital Region in some way. I mean, you're all doing your own thing, but you're also feeding off each other, too.
Yeah, I think Hudson, Columbia County occupies a really interesting spot in both the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. So we're sort of in the middle of those two things. So we have a really strong connection with our metropolitan counterpart down in New York City and our Capital Region. And we're kind of looking to strengthen even further and beyond, and, you know, making real serious connections with the Berkshires and up even north to Canada is really, you know, you'll see, and, you know, maybe as we move through this, that we're looking to bring the sort of cultural enthusiasts and the people who, not to use the word eat up, but basically the market toward people who are interested in culture and arts as a theme. So we want to connect those buyers.
I think, Karen, I've actually had this conversation with Philip Morris of Proctor's, where the elephant in the room, if you will, seems to be New York City, because it's where we're geographically located close to. We have a large connection because that it's often where artists will go and primarily work, and then they will come here for solace and benefit from that. So it is an interesting geographical force as well.
It is. I think what this project has really helped us in the region see is that is actually an asset and not necessarily a detriment, in that our proximity to New York City allows for people to travel, artists and creators to travel back and forth easily, the creative energy to come up. But then it's really our region has a different brand, if you will. We haven't really defined it well, and that's part of what we hope to do through this project. But we bring together artists in a different way and connect them to things like technology in a very different way than they do in a place like New York City. So we think we have our own strengths and hope that our proximity, not only to New York, but to Montreal and other places.
Boston.
helps us really create something more here.
And I think I'm interested in, Tom, your point of view as to how you see, you know, you go on and you do what you do, and you hope that it will grow. And I assume that you look at something like this of, well, anything to improve, anything to grow is helpful, right? I mean, anything to address this is a...
Certainly, I think
is good.
But from my perspective, I'm tired of seeing the kids that are coming out of our high schools want to get out of the area as fast as they can and go somewhere where they think it's more, I don't know, more inviting to whatever it is that they're interested in. And I think by by creating a cultural environment where we are actually embracing the arts and their connection to the technology that we have in our area, we create an environment that will foster a homegrown talent base, if you will, and it will attract additional talent from elsewhere.
The idea of going, I mean, some of that is just youth, right? You look at it and you say, oh, I want to be anywhere where I'm not right now, you know, and then you go out into the world and you get battered around a little bit and you're like, oh, okay, and we'll come back.
Grass is always greener.
Right. And then you come back. And the way I've heard it described by many people in this region is we not only have to do whatever we can to keep people here for as long as we can keep them here, but also when they're ready to come back, to entice them and say, okay, this is why this place is special, because they know better than anybody else. Because as you said, the grass is always greener. Okay, maybe it isn't. I'm back, and I'm ready to take part in your creative economy.
Well, we took our business out of New York City in 1975, specifically to the Adirondacks, because we wanted to be there. Right.
Right.
You have to want to be here.
Right. And that's what the lure is, to be here, to be in for all of the geographical and physical reasons of wanting to be in this region. It's beautiful. It's quieter. It's nicer. But the creative component, I mean, I think that's what is so impressive. Hudson certainly being a great example of this, of just, as you say, you've got the arts coming out of your ears. I mean, there is so much to do, and that's a wonderful thing to bring together.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people look at Hudson, even when I invite friends up who live in the city and they come up and they're like, this is quintessential small town, but it's got such a great urban feel and there's like a little grittiness to it, a little dysfunction to it. But it's got this, you know, really great.
I like to use that as a sales tool.
I'm just being honest.
You're right.
I mean, and you know, like to tout it as it being like this perfect utopian land is silly. I mean,
sure
we have. I mean, you want me to do my sales pitch? We have environmental assets. We have historical assets.
No, I like the sales pitch where you include dysfunction. I think that's a good selling point.
I mean, yeah. Like, if I were going to ignore that, I'd be lying. So.
Come be dysfunctional with us.
Right.
That's right.
You
if you're going to be dysfunctional,
like
let's be dysfunctional in Hudson.
It's been great. I mean, like I said, I'm super fortunate, and everybody who's been coming into Hudson has been really kind of like interested. It's sort of this DIY thing, but yet we're all doing it together. And so
DIY meaning do it yourself, and that can work against you too, right? In the sense of the people are all off doing their own thing, and that's what ultimately you're trying to do.
Exactly.
of bringing this all back, Karen, and into one, so you know what's going, so that everybody can take part in each other's success.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found out through the study, through both focus groups but also a survey that was done with freelance artists, was that having some type of network so that they could all talk to each other, understand what's going on in both Washington County and Columbia County, and having the opportunity to sort of cross-pollinate and not only ideas but in showing art, presenting all different types of activities, that would really benefit the region. So the people in Washington County or Saratoga County might really know all the people that are creating there, but they may not know what's going on in Hudson and Columbia. So that's really an important way to strengthen. So it's not about, just like Sheena said, it's not really about not doing your own thing. It's about how do I enhance what I'm doing,
right,
by collaborating or creating with other people.
And be aware of what's going on,
right,
outside your immediate borders.
Right. And then the connection to the business community is so important. And that's really what we've been trying to really think about, is how to connect creative people with industries that maybe aren't creative industries, but who need creative workers. And we've heard through a couple different you know, there are a lot of gaming companies that are coming out of RPI. They are hiring artists and creators in addition to software engineers. So we really want to make those connections, because that's what, going back to Tom's point, keeps people here or makes people want to live here.
Absolutely. The Capital Region Creative Economy Project's upcoming regional summit will take place on Thursday, November 13th, a week from today, with a keynote address by Nancy Zimpher, Chancellor of the State University of New York. For more information, you can go to upstatecreative.org, upstatecreative.org, and find out more information about their work and about the upcoming summit as well, upstatecreative.org. Karen Billowith, Tom Lloyd and Sheena Salvino, I thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations on the great work you've accomplished already and the great work to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
We post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.